Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and this is On Point. There are several streams of information by which senators can evaluate Brett Kavanaugh's fitness to serve on the United States Supreme Court. We're going to examine two of them today: Kavanaugh's actual testimony, which we'll take a look at in a minute, and the FBI's new background report, which as of the early hours of this morning is now in the hands of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So we will start there today. And joining me now from Capitol Hill is John Bresnahan. He's senior congressional reporter for Politico. John, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, tell us here, I think there's a lot of questions around procedure and process now. Who exactly has the FBI's background report on Brett Kavanaugh at the moment?
The Senate Judiciary Committee has jurisdiction over it. So it is in their possession. It's in a secure facility in the Capitol, and senators and some limited number of staff members can go read the report or be briefed on the report by staffers.
I see. So I'm seeing here that they're going to sort of rotate between groups of Democrats and Republicans and give each group an hour or so to examine the report?
Yes, and then they will give separate staff briefings for them that the staff will go over the report with them.
Okay. And then how many copies of the report are there? Just this one?
There is one that they're keeping, though. They will allow some members to see copies of it, have it sent to them back and forth, but it's right now they're just allowing the one copy. They just have the one copy that they're keeping inside this. It's called a SCIF. It's a sensitive compartmented information facility. It's in the basement of the Capitol.
So obviously they're treating this as a highly important document that deserves a secure facility. But are there agreements amongst the senators and or staffers to maintain the confidentiality of what's in the document? I mean, we're living in an age where would we be surprised if someone gave a press conference after seeing the document?
No, there'll be discussions. The Democrats have scheduled press conferences throughout the day, and you'll see the Republicans will respond, and there'll be floor statements back and forth on it. Now, the specific findings inside the report are confidential. They are classified. So they're national security classified, but they're confidential. So it would be improper for somebody to leak those or to put those out there. But I'm sure there'll be broad discussion. I mean, we know that the FBI has interviewed nine witnesses. And Dr. Ford was not one of them. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, she was not one of them. They did talk to Deborah Ramirez, but they did not talk to Ford, which is interesting because she, of course, testified. But there was the control of those witnesses that was worked out by the White House about who would be interviewed and Senate Republicans. So we know they talked to nine witnesses. We don't know all their identities at this point. I'm sure that will be probably come out at some point. The witnesses themselves can say they were talked to by the FBI. So we'll get that information now. Will we get an actual copy of the report? I think there'll be some kind of publicly redacted version of the report maybe released.
So they did not spoke with Professor Ford. Do we know if they spoke with Judge Kavanaugh?
As far as I can tell, they did not. Now, Kavanaugh, of course, was interviewed numerous times in previous background checks. He, of course, was interviewed by the Senate Judiciary Committee publicly. He went through before last Thursday's extraordinary hearing. He went through a number of background interviews with Judiciary Committee staff as the allegations arose, so they released transcripts of those interviews. They did some phone interviews with them, so it's not clear to me. I really doubt they would, since if they say, well, Ford testified, why would they not interview her and interview Kavanaugh? So I kind of think they wouldn't, but they could have.
Right. Of course, but Democrats are objecting to the fact that they didn't, that the FBI didn't interview Judge Kavanaugh, because I see here in a statement from the ranking member, Senator Dianne Feinstein, saying that, you know, she says that Kavanaugh made misleading statements before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and quote, "I don't think that would happen with FBI agents seated across the table." So maybe she's saying political grandstanding would have been removed if he had been questioned by the FBI. But let me ask you, there's some lack of clarity about whether or not the FBI was given the purview to explore questions around college and high school drinking. Did they not do that?
Doesn't sound like it, and I'm not sure. I mean, it doesn't sound like the Republicans were ever going to give them the free rein to do that. And frankly, it's not even sure if you had agreed to a 1 week investigation. It would be difficult to see how you could explore that. And then, you know, and then where do you kind of stop? How many people do you talk to? Do you talk to 20 people? Do you talk to 40 people? Clearly, there are major questions about Kavanaugh's behavior in high school and college, and drinking is part of that. And did that lead to other sexual misconduct, or sexual assault, which is clearly the allegation that Ford made, and Ramirez. So, you know, I think that the idea is that they were saying, look, this is a one-week investigation. Mm-hmm. We have they were very specific. They were talking about current credible allegations. So they were going in there, and they were going to look at the Ford incident and the Ramirez incident and see what they could do to develop more witness information on that. And they did not speak to Julie Swetnick, and a third woman who came forward with accusations of sexual misconduct against Judge Kavanaugh, which, of course, that is an issue that they did not speak to her at all, or her attorney. So I think that they were thinking, like, you know, it's clear that they were saying, you know, if we were getting into broader investigation of Kavanaugh's drinking behavior, that, you know, it's kind of an open-ended thing. They'd never be able to finish in that deadline.
Right. And to be clear, I mean, Democrat Chris Coons last week at the Senate Judiciary Committee, that's exactly what he asked for. He asked for a one-week pause, was his word. So that one-week timeline isn't just coming from Senate Republicans. But last quick question.
So Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, also said. He also said it. So, I mean, it was clear that they were only going to give them a week. And if and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wanted to vote in a week. If the investigation started Friday, he wanted to vote in a week, which meant that the FBI report had to be done by today.
Right. So that actually leads me to my final question for you, John. I mean, what is the timeline now? I'm seeing that Senator Mitch McConnell is saying that there could be a cloture vote tomorrow.
There will be a cloture vote tomorrow. The time is to be determined, which sets up, and then after a cloture vote, and assuming it passes, which I think is the likelihood at this point, they get cloture, then they go to a final vote. There's 30 hours between the cloture vote and the final vote, which was set up late Saturday night as when the final vote on Kavanaugh to be a Supreme Court justice would take place.
Well, John Bresnahan, senior congressional reporter for Politico, speaking to us from Washington. John, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.